the old church, and a lot of people, maybe I know you remember the movie, but I'm going to show you a real short clip. And for some reason or another, the highlighted, and before we do this, I want you to share some good news so you think about how you want to say that. But I think what the Lord is saying to us in this day and this hour, I truly mean this with all my heart. Keep going. You got to keep going. This is no time to quit, folks. You got to keep going. Do you realize what's at stake? Do you realize what's out there? We got to keep going no matter what. I want Jenny to share this before we play this clip.
So the pathology report came back for my surgery. And my surgeon called me crying and said that I couldn't expect anything better. All the innumerable tumors were gone. All of the innumerable tumors were gone.
So many they couldn't count, right?
Yeah, before it was too many to count. So there was one tumor that remained, and it was the one that was about that big. And it had shrunk down to 19 millimeters. So it was very small, and they were able to get all of the cancer out that they could, you know, everything that they were worried about came out. And they biopsied, they took all of the lymph nodes in here, and every single one of them were negative.
Did you hear that? Wow! Wow. You see, that's our God!
Yes!
But she didn't wait till that report came back to praise the Lord. The night she was diagnosed, we had a praise and worship session at church. She kept going. That's what the Lord's telling you today. You don't stop in the middle of your storm. You will drown in the middle of your storm. If you stop, you got to keep going. Turn to somebody and say, I'm going to keep going. That means if mama stops, I'm going to keep going. That means if husband stops, I'm going to keep going. That means if my boyfriend stops, I'm going to keep going. If my kids stop, I'm going to keep going. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God's trying to echo that in your heart. I'm telling you, we are going to need something in the last day that's out of the ordinary. And if you don't think this is the last day, you got another thing coming. Jesus is coming. I'm not just saying that. He's going to ride on the clouds of glory, and he's going to take his church from this broken world. And I want to be a part of that number, don't you?
Yes.
But it's going to require something of the warriors in these last days, because we are warriors. So I'm going to play this little clip for you. And for those that have seen it probably 10 times, just bear with it. It's not very long, okay? It's from Facing the Giants. No, a long time.
So, Coach, how strong is Westview this year?
Well, strong we are.
You already written Friday night down as a loss, Brock?
Well, not if I know we could beat them.
Come here, Brock. You too, Jeremy.
What, am I in trouble now?
Not yet. I want to see you do the death crawl again, except I want to see your absolute best.
What, you want me to go to the 30?
I think you can go to the 50.
50? I can go to the 50 if nobody's on my back.
I think you can do it with Jeremy on your back. But even if you can, I want you to promise me you're going to do your best.
All right.
Your best.
Okay.
You going to give me your best?
I'm going to give you my best.
All right, one more thing.
Hear that.
I want you to do it blindfolded.
Why?
Because I want you giving up at a certain point when you could go further. Get down. Jeremy, get on his back. Now get a good tight hold, Jeremy. All right. Let's go, Brock. Keep your knees off the ground. Just your hands and feet. There you go. A little bit left. A little bit left. There you go. Show me good effort.
Keep moving, Brock. That's it. That's it. That's it. Keep going. I want everything you got. Come on, keep going.
It hurts.
Don't quit on me. Your very best. Keep driving. Keep driving. There you go. There you go.
He's heavy.
I know he's heavy.
I'm about out of strength.
Then you negotiate with your body to find more strength, but don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going, you hear me? You keep going. You're doing good. You keep going. Do not quit on me. You keep going.
It hurts.
I know it hurts. You keep going. You keep going. It's all hard from here. 30 more steps. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Keep going.
Burn.
And let it burn.
My arms are burning.
It's all hard. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Come on. Keep going. You promised me your best. Your best. Don't stop, keep going. It's not too hard, you keep going. Come on, Brock, give me more. Give me more, keep going. 20 more steps, 20 more. Keep going, Brock, give me your best. Don't quit, no, keep going. Keep going, don't quit, don't quit. Brock Kelly, you don't quit, keep going, keep going. Go, Brock Kelly, you don't quit on me. No, you keep going. You keep going. Go, Brock. 10 more steps. 10 more. 10 more. 10 more. Keep going. Don't quit. Give me your heart. You can. You can. 5 more. 5 more. Come on, Brock. Come on. Don't quit. Don't quit. Come on, Brock. 2 more. 1 more.
It's got to be 50. I don't have any more.
Look up, Brock. You're in the end zone.
Can we have some lights? Can we have some lights, please, up here? Hallelujah. One day, very soon, you're going to be in the end zone. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Do you want to end up in the end zone? That's what Paul said. When Paul said, my time of departure is at hand, and I'm ready to be delivered up, I can see the end zone from where I'm positioned at this moment. When he wrote this letter to a young preacher in 2 Timothy chapter 4, and he was in a Roman prison, ready to be beheaded. And as he sat there contemplating his plight, these words echoed from his heart to a young preacher. No matter what, Timothy, you got to keep going. No matter what you're facing, you got to keep going. Listen. Oh, Jesus. We have to understand the weightiness, the seriousness, and the challenge of these last days in which we live, or we won't reach the end zone. Listen. In Jeremiah chapter 12, I've quoted this scripture so many times. In verse 5, the prophet Jeremiah said, If footmen tire you, if just the everyday aggravations of life tire you to the point of quitting, what will you do when horsemen arrive? Do you know right now, this moment, there are people being executed for the name of Jesus? And sometimes it's not convenient for us to go to church. It's going to take more than that to get us in the end zone. If footmen wear us out, then what he says, when you get to the Jordan and you entangle in the thickets of the Jordan, then what will happen? What will you do? So what I'm saying is, this is a different hour in which we live. Somebody said yesterday, maybe telling Mrs. R, I just want things to get back to normal. And I'm not being a prophet of doom right here, right now, but I'm going to say something to you. This is the most exciting day and the hour of the church that's ever been on the planet, okay? But it's going to be the most challenging hour in the day of the church also. And what I'm saying by this is, they said, I just want things to get back to normal. I'm going to bust somebody's balloon right here. On this earth, it's not going to get back to normal. It's never going to be the same. But listen, it's the most exciting time. You know why? Because the end zone is just ahead. Do we have what it takes to keep on going? I wish Heath had said something right there, because Heath was feeling that. I think he played it one time, a couple times before, 2 years ago. But you notice when that young man said he didn't think he could, and the coach kept yelling in his grill. Some of you all get mad at us because we yell in your grill. I'm not yelling at you because I'm mad at you. I'm just trying to spur you to keep going. You've got to understand, everything, Henry, is at stake. You don't get to come back and do this again. Let me say that again, because I know some of you are looking at your shopping list and you missed that. You don't get to come back and do this again. So it's like the most important game, the championship game. He said something earlier on. He said, there's never going to be another moment like today. I'm sorry. There'll never be another moment like today. This is a unique moment, not only in history, but in the history of the church and in your life. And we have to be warriors who know what to do in these last times. Lord willing, I'm going to be sharing in the very near future about end times. But today we get all kinds of perceptions and all kinds of different opinions. There's more opinions than Carter's got liver pills. There's more opinions out there on social media about the mark of the beast and end times and this and that and this and that. And a lot of those people have never studied. They've maybe studied the Bible for a year or two or a few months, and they have it all together and everything like this. But listen, friend, I'm going to tell you, Jesus is going to surprise a lot of people. Amen. It's not going to turn out like what you think it's going to turn out. Amen. Because he says, no man knows the hour. Not even the Son of Man knows that hour. But we are know and assured that we are living in the last days. We're the closer. And I'm not making a prediction when Jesus is coming. I'm just saying he's closer now than he was when I started. Amen? So knowing this today, What is God requiring of us? What do we need to know? What do we need to know? What will it take? What will it take to be a last day warrior? And you are a warrior, by the way. You enlisted in an army. Paul says, I have fought a good fight. And he compared the Christian race and the Christian experience as being in a warfare, being in a race, a very important race, an athletic event, or an engagement, or to be engaged in combat or in battle. And he said, he let us know in 2 Timothy chapter 4, in verse 7, he says, I've fought a good fight. I've fought a good fight. When you get to the end of the battle, you want to know, I've done my best. I fought a good fight. I was consistent. I was faithful. I stayed on the field of battle. And the question is today, will we stay on the field of battle? Or will we turn our backs in the day of our battle? Because we're all battling something here today. We all come into this place. We're battling things. We're battling things in our mind. We're battling things in our home. We're battling things in our body. Jenny has been battling cancer. You have been battling maybe health issues, and they're numerous. And maybe you've been battling things with your children. Maybe you've been battling things at your work. Maybe you're battling things in your faith. But regardless, we all know we're in a battle today. Do you not know that? If you don't know that, you may not really be alive. You may be just walking around in a body. We're battling something. We're battling against fear. We're battling against discouragement. And I'm not saying these things to discourage you. I'm telling these things to awaken you. Do you know there's more people today in this modern church era that are quitting church than any time in the history of the church? This is no time to quit. You don't quit in the home stretch. Do you know what the home stretch is? That's the last leg of the race. That's the last. You're turning around the last lap, and there's the finish line. You know what you do there? You give it your all. You keep going. No matter if you're first or last, you keep going. You keep going. You keep going. And I heard that coach and that Brock say, but I'm hurting. And the coach said, keep going. You ever heard the coach say that before, Hunter? Keep going. Well, you're pushing some extra weight. But I can't. My muscles are tired. I don't have it. Boo, how many times have you heard the coach get in your ear when you didn't think you could make the play? And the coach said, keep going. I'm going to tell you something. This is a zillion times more important than a football event. This is your soul. This is eternity. This is not a moment. Those moments are important and they're memorable. But what you are doing in your faith and in your life, your Christian experience, is the most important thing in your life altogether. Amen. So let's look in the scripture, Matthew chapter 24. We're going to go to different places, and I know what time it is. And maybe we'll just stop and hear, and we'll just break it open and let the Lord keep continuing with this thought and this thing, keep going. And you know what? If you've got friends in the faith and you have seen them absent, you know what you need to do? You need to send a message and say, keep going.
Dad, you told me to do it, and I said I wasn't, but I'm going to, and you just because you opened the door.
Come on.
Powerful thing about that video, if you watch it, and you don't have to watch the movie, just that video, the kids were just sitting around kind of defeated, and the coach said, "What are we going to win Friday night?" And they're like, "Not with that team. They're going to smoke us, basically." They were already defeated. They were ready to quit. But when that young kid started pushing, if you watch that video or think back on it, they all started standing up and paying attention, and their faces changed. There's people in our lives that have given up, and you need to encourage them. But if you keep pushing, they're going to watch it. They're going to see what your push. They're going to see your desire.
Yeah, come on.
And they're going to start paying attention.
Come on.
And they're going to get up from where they are. And they're going to say, if Brock can do it, if Steve can do it, if Joe can do it, I can do it, and we can do it, and we'll get to the end zone together. They're going to watch you. You just got to keep on going.
Come on. Come on. Somebody give him praise. But if you give up and sit on the sideline with them, they'll never keep going. Your faith and your determination and your grit and your courage and your heart and your dedication and your commitment and your resolve and your determination and your tenacity will inspire others who are looking at your life. Whether you realize it or not, somebody is watching your life. Just like those young men did. They were watching him. He was unaware of their attention. He was just trying to get where he was going. And it was hard. It hurts. It's painful. I'm tired. Yes. And we know all that. Weight on his back. It's too heavy. It's too heavy. But the coach kept saying, keep on going. There's a Holy Spirit that resides and dwells within you, and he keeps telling you to keep on going. And when he sends words or series of words or sends lessons or sermons that sometimes we benefit from and sometimes we often don't take advantage of, it's God in the midst of that through the power of the Holy Spirit that resounds an echoing word into your heart. Keep on going. Hallelujah. Keep on going. Matthew chapter 24. I love it, Heath. Woo. Wow. Don't you hold back on your manners, buddy. When it's time to tag, you get in the ring, okay? I'll give you the tag, okay? Okay, we'll both do it. You too, Jen. All right. And chapter 24, Matthew. And if you want to stand, I know what it is, time it is, and maybe we'll just stop here after we read this. I just want to reiterate some things, some thoughts here today. This is what Jesus said. Say with me, this is what Jesus said. Okay. It's pretty important, Miss Angela, what Jesus says. Jonathan, it's pretty important what Jesus says. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm so glad you're back in your seat, girl. You don't believe this. That inspires me. That inspires me. That really does. Thank you, Sister Helen, for being faithful. Look in verse. Somebody tell me what verse it is. Hey, the letters are big enough, but the numbers are like microscopic. Can you figure that? Okay, what verse is this? In 24. Okay. I'm sorry. It's verse 9. Okay. Matthew 24 and verse 9. This is what Jesus said. You can expect to be persecuted. Oh, wow. That's really something. to take. Jesus said you can expect to be persecuted. That means people are going to make fun of you. Don't live your life to others' codes. You got to stand out and be different, even if it costs somebody making fun of you or talking about you. If that still stumps you, then you're going to have a hard road ahead. You just got to resolve in your mind. You got to resolve in your heart and mind that I'm going to keep on going anyway. Come on, make fun of me. Come on, make fun of me. I got a dad that's big enough, he'll take care of that. Did you hear me? Come on, naysayers. I've got a dad big enough, he can take care of that. You don't quit because somebody's making fun of you. In fact, Jesus told the disciples, you rejoice when they persecute you. All right, you can expect to be persecuted, Jesus said. Wow, that's something to look forward to. Listen to this, even killed. And we live in America, remember? Our suffering is like people making fun of us or don't like us or they get talk about us, get mad at us. And, you know, I'm not saying that's always easy. But Jesus said even killed. You may have to die for me. Do we have what it takes to keep going?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
For you will be hated by all the nations. All the nations will hate you because of your love for me. It's amazing how, and I'm not dogging people, I'm not being dogmatic here, but I'm saying it's amazing all these other cultures and religions, Hinduism and Buddhism and all these other religions of the world, that nobody really persecutes those people. But because of my name's sake, Jesus said you would be persecuted. It's a strange thing that all those things, but when Jesus' name mentioned, you know, whether you like him or whether you hate him, for some reason or another, he causes something to rise up in people. All right, it'll be a righteous indignation, or it'll be a hateful, spiteful indignation. Jesus said you're going to be hated by all nations because of your love for me. Not because you're Boo-Sensible, not because you're Roman, not because you're Daniel, just because your love for me. But listen, this is what I want to share with you. Then many will stop following me and fall away. Huh? When the going gets tough, the tough keep going. Are you tough today? Oh, yeah, I'm tough, man. Just come. Come on. I'll take you on. Are you tough? Do we have what it takes to keep going? You may be seated. Jesus also said they'll betray each other. People will sell you out at the drop of a hat. You know, there's a price. Are you for sale? Are you for sale? Would you betray a brother? Would you betray a sister? Would you betray somebody for whatever reason? Are you for sale? What's the price? Come on, give me 5. Come on, 10. Give me 10. Give me 20. Come on, give me a position. Give me authority. Give me power. Are you for sale? Are we for sale? Jesus said, many will sell out. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I know this is not one of those sermons where people jump up on the chandeliers and start swinging. Yay, Jesus. But God is trying to instill in you a fact. These are the last days. Jesus is coming. You say, well, Pastor, our people been saying that for decades. Yes, they have. They said it in Paul's day. Paul said there'll be things. Paul talked about the Antichrist in his day. Because the Antichrist, yes, there will be a person in power that will lead forth. There'll be a false prophet. There'll be all those things that will arise on the horizon. But the Antichrist is a spirit. The Antichrist, Paul said, was here then. When in his day, the Antichrist was there present. Antichrist means a spirit that is against Christ. Do you understand what I'm saying? That will be more pronounced as Jesus is coming. As Jesus is coming, more rapidly approaches. And listen to this. And many lying prophets will arise, deceiving multitudes and leading them away from the path of truth. Paul says, in the last day, many will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. Spirits of devils and doctrines of demons. That means enticement. People saying things, the right things to entice people, to pull them away from the truth. And what I'm saying, do we have what it takes to keep going? Do we have what it takes not to be fooled, not to be deceived? In the last day, many, he said, will be deceived. Deception will be a primary tool of the enemy to use in his device to pull and lure people away. He'll deceive you. Many, the Bible says, will come in my name. Many will come in the name of Jesus, proclaiming this and proclaiming that. But Jesus said, don't listen to those. The thing that you have inside of you that the world don't has inside of you, which makes you a warrior in this last day, is the fact that you have something called discernment, discerning of spirits. The discerning of spirits, that needs to be heightened in this last day. That's not just human intuition. That's not just mental human intuition. That's something inside of you that says, nope, 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 nope. It sounds good, but nope, 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 nope. Do you have what it takes to keep going? Everybody say, keep going. Now, you guys got real quiet on me. That may be a good thing. I don't know. Okay. Now, in verse 12, he says, and many lying prophets will arise, deceiving multitudes and leading them away from the path of truth. I mean, in other words, they stop following. And they're following something else. Everybody's following something today. Wouldn't you agree? I don't care. There are people say, I'm not following anybody. Oh, yes, you are. You're following your own mind, your own intellect. And sometimes this is our worst enemy. It's right here. Then he says, there will be such an increase of sin. There'll be such an increase of sin. Sin, Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man, where they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. And they were doing all kinds of evil. He said, here there will be such an increase of sin and lawlessness. That means people will disregard the law. They'll be lawless. They'll tear down the systems of law just to fuel their own lust and their own plot, their own sight for power. He said there'll be an increase of this, that those, listen to this, you got to get a hold of this morning. And I'm ready to tie it together here. That those whose hearts once burned, those whose hearts once burned for passion, burned for Jesus. Listen, there have been times in our life that we could cry when a kid sung Mary Had a Little Lamb. And because the first thing you thought about, Lamb, Jesus, Lamb of God, Lamb, woo, Jesus, hallelujah. Come on, you know, the first day you give your life to Jesus, you can cry, you can be moved in a drop of a hat. Now it takes an atomic bomb to move you. Something's wrong with that picture. That means you've gotten used to it. So you need to say, God, revive the passion in me. Revive my fire. Lord, give me a fire. Burn in me, Jesus. What Jesus is looking for in these last days are people who will burn for him. Burning hearts. People will burn for Jesus no matter who else is burning around. Burn for Jesus. Burn for Jesus. I'm not saying this to brag on me. I'm thankful the Lord for this opportunity, but sometimes hillbillies' experiences are not always positive down there. But I thank the Lord for the venue he's given me. I believe it is a God thing. Well, I don't care what you think. I believe that God, it is a God thing, right, Miss Holly? Even behind the potato chip aisle, it's still a God thing. Let me tell you, I came out yesterday, and there's some old guys stand over there, and you know, I waved at them, and I hollered at him. I got to my car, kept looking at him. And I thought one of them, he didn't say it real loud, but I can't hear great now. But I heard this, what you staring at? Well, I said, I was going to buy you something to drink. And one of them hollered something else, said, I don't drink, okay? But I said, no, don't want that. So you know what I did? I got my car, hurried home real fast because I was out of crosses. I went back to Hillbilly, and I went over in the circle of men, and I gave them each a cross, and every one of them just hung their head down and closed their mouth. You would believe what God will do to you. God's looking for somebody that will burn with passion. Yes, two people one person gave their life to Jesus. The other person said they wanted to pray this week. And what I'm saying is, these last days are going to take people, and I don't say I mess up more than anybody here. I'm saying, but it is going to take people that will burn with passion, not just a regular go to church. And some of us don't have that all together. I'm going to say something going to make you mad at me. Jesus, bless them. Bless them, Jesus. Coming together, as Paul said in Hebrews 10:25, he said as a commandment, don't fail to assemble together as the manner of some does, because as the last days are approaching, you will need one another. Amen. I need you. I need you. I need you. And in your heart, you should say, pastors, I need you all. Amen. Nobody's got it all figured out. Steph, we need each other. Jawan, we need each other. And when things are pressing against you, you don't turn to the world for your source. Let me say that. I can tell it's already been unpopular, okay? If this was on social media, I wouldn't be getting many hits. I'd be getting the negative hits. But can I say something to you? We need each other. Listen, as Jesus' time approaches, friend, you can't live your faith out as an island. God never called you to be an island. And you're not Gilligan either, or Marianne, or the professor. You are a last day warrior. You are a last day warrior. This is the generation that will see the coming of Jesus. Do you have what it takes to keep going? Oh, I'm ready. Oh, Jesus, I'm spent. Listen, there will be such an increase of sin and lawlessness. Such an increase of sin and lawlessness that those whose hearts once burned with passion for God and others will grow cold. They won't burn for people. This is the time to get people in, friend. This is the time to rescue people. This is the time to love people. This is the time to be Jesus to people. Well, I will someday. If I had a nickel for every time I heard that, we could pay this building off, Joe, and build another one probably just like it, and put the youth camp up there on the top to boot. Listen, good intentions are good, but they never got anybody anywhere. There's a lot of people burning in hell today who had good intentions. One day I'm going to get right with Jesus. Your one day is today. And if you're not right with God, get right with God. That means surrender your life. You'll never be perfect, but your perfection is noted in Him. Because He's my righteousness. He's my perfection. Those hearts who once burned with passion for God and others will grow cold. So he said this. This is what Jesus is saying. Keep going. Listen to this, Miss Allison. Listen to this, how powerful this is. This is what Jesus said. You think Pastor Heath is the only one? I believe if you watch the internet, I believe if you watch those preachers on the internet, I believe they're sort of all preaching the same thing. I wonder what God's trying to tell people today. Huh? Listen, if God's saying the same thing in California, if He's saying the same thing in China, then He's saying the same thing in Southwest Virginia. Keep going. Keep going. Well, I'm tired of that message, Pastor. I want you to preach on something else. When you start doing something else, I'll start preaching something else. Keep going. Keep going. I know you get tired. We all get tired. And this is what Jesus said here to end this part. But keep your hope to the end. In other words, what he said is keep going. Jesus said, keep going to the end. Can I say this is not the end yet? But the finish line moves ahead. The end zone's ahead. What do they teach you in receiving? When you get the ball, what do they tell you to do? Well, just go 10 yards and drop and say, well, there's 30 more yards to go, but I'll stop right here. I want to give everybody a chance to catch up. What do they say to you? So they say, whatever it takes, you get to the end zone, right? That means you got to run over top of people. You got to jump over top of people. You got to guard. You got to dodge tackles. I mean, oh, goodness. I couldn't even imagine running out there all your might and then a 230-pound linebacker coming at you like a freight train saying, I'm going to take Boo Sensabaugh out. But you know what? In Boo's mind, in his heart, because he played with heart. Playing with heart gets you to the next level. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't just show up and play the way you want to play. Oh, let me repeat that. I didn't even plan on saying that. You don't just show up and play the way you want to play. You play with heart. 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 Oh, wow. And Jesus said, keep your hope to the end. And this is the benefit of that. By keeping your hope to the end, you will experience life and deliverance. Life and deliverance. And I'm going to finish on this. There's other scriptures, but I don't want to share that. See the time, but I'm going to share there, and I want you to read this sometime this week in your devotions. But and I've shared it before different times back over the years. But in the 78th chapter of book of Psalms, the writer highlighted one of the sons of Joseph, and his name was Ephraim. And Ephraim was known for his skill in battle. They were archers. They were warriors. They were trained and taught in the skill of battle. And they were a force to be reckoned with. But when the day of battle came, for whatever reason, they turned and went back in the day of their battle. What will it take in these last days? Will it take people just living any way you want to live? Will it take people being faithful, not faithful, up, down, in and out, about it, not about it? No. It's going to take people who are real about their faith. Not perfect. I didn't say anything about perfect. I just said people who will be determined, who will have a tenacious spirit. That means no matter what you're facing, it's the ability to keep on going and hang on no matter what. Hallelujah! Come on! Do you have what it takes to keep going? Hey, Regan, can you hear me? Don't let Billy go. Okay, Billy, brother Billy, go get his attention. Tell him I need to see him a sec. I know you say, wow, what's going on here, Pastor R? Can I, brother Billy, see you a second? I know you're going, can I just see you a second, my brother? I asked Brother Billy, Joe, the other night. I said, how you doing, Brother Billy? He said, this old warrior's getting tired. But it keeps on going. Did you hear what I said? Billy, I know people, a lot of people can't see. Just stand there one second. I'm almost through here. People on this side can't see, but they know. You're 80, upper 80s, right? I know you don't tell your age, but just to prove a point, right? You're 88, 89? 89? He'll be 90 in September. And I say this, he's the most faithful here. He's got every reason not to come. Oh, he's probably got more aches. He's probably got more aches in his body than you care to imagine. But he keeps on going. He keeps on going. And his wife. Buried his wife, his soulmate. The one who used to dance in the Lord here in our worship services years ago. The one who was so on fire for Jesus. Billy told me a long time ago, he says, you need anybody in the bus at ministry? He says, I'm a little bit younger, I'd take over that whole thing. And I would run it myself. You know what? I believe every bit of that. And thank the Lord, Steve. Thank the Lord. But you know what? He keeps going. Henry, I know you probably drive just about further than anybody in this neck of the woods. You know, but you got to keep on going. And you know what? There's a lot of churches over there. There's more churches than there are pebbles on the ground, okay? There's more churches. You can get churches anywhere you go. You bump your elbow with the church. But God instilled in this family's heart to keep coming, even if it required them coming an hour and 20 minutes or an hour and 15 minutes just to get here. They keep on going. What's it going to take in these last days? It's going to require us in the face of adversity, in the face of conflict, to keep going. To keep going. Yes, we can go further than what we think we can. Mrs. R, I want you to come. I know you didn't know you was going to do this, but you're an English teacher, remember? Now, in Psalm 18, this is a powerful scripture here, and this is a passage. I want you to grab a hold of this, and I want you to hide it in your heart. This is one of those verses, Allison, you got to hide there in that God book, okay? You got to hide there in that God book. And Psalm 18 is one of my favorite books in the Psalm. He said, you've trained me with weapons of warfare. Worship. Now I'll send into the battle of power. We're in a real battle. And we don't fight this battle the way the world fights it. We don't fight hate with hate. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. We fight through our cancer with praise and dedication and commitment. Even though we don't feel like it, we keep going. If somebody hurts my feelings, keep going. You think everybody in this planet is going to make you happy and that everybody that sits under a church steeple is there to make you happy? We're not called to make people happy. If you want to be happy, McDonald's is selling Happy Meals all day long. Get you one. I'm here to tell you the truth. To tell you the truth. It's up to you to get it in here. Drop to here. And bring forth change. But listen to what he said. We're on this battlefield and we descend into this battle with praise and worship to chase and conquer my foes. Daniel, a last day warrior is not just a warrior that stands and defends off his enemy, but someone who is confident in their relationship with Jesus. That they're militant in their heart. That means they're military minded. And they have a mindset. I'm just not going to stand here and take blows. I'm going forward in the day of my battle. You make fun of me, but watch me keep praising Jesus. Come on, the enemy comes against me, but you still watch me praise Jesus. I'm saying that's not easy all the time, and it hasn't been through our life. We know that. You empower me for victory with your wraparound presence. Ooh, I love that. You empower me for victory with your wraparound presence. Thou, his wraparound presence. Your power within me makes me strong to subdue my enemies. Sister Helen, we've been called to subdue our enemies, not run from our enemies. And by stooping down in gentleness, you strengthened me and made me great. You set me free from captivity. Whoa! I can't believe I just said that and nobody said a word. Has he not set you free? Are you afraid to say it? If you're afraid to acknowledge it in the camp of the Lord, you won't acknowledge it out there. So let me repeat that. Have you been set free from anything today? Get to your feet and praise the living God. I act just like that old coach, don't I? You set me free from captivity. Just stay there. Don't sit down. We're ready to close it. This is already going to finish on this. And now I'm standing complete. I'm ready to fight some more. Are you ready to fight some more? Are you ready to keep going? No matter what. No matter how tired, no matter how you feel. You don't quit because of what you feel. I'm going to tell you something. If you don't know this, you better listen to this word. If you walk your Christian experience by what you feel, you'll never make it to the goal line. You don't walk by what you feel, because a lot of times we don't feel saved. We don't feel the victory. We don't feel hope. We don't feel strength. We don't feel faith. But we don't walk by sight. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Amen. We're trusting in God. And now I'm standing complete, ready to fight some more. I caught up with my enemies, and I conquered them. I just didn't catch them. I conquered them. You see, it's important not just knock Goliath down, but you got to take his head off. Because he's like Freddy Krueger. Every time he'll get back in your face until you take his head off. I caught up with my enemies and I conquered them. And listen to this, we're closing this. And I didn't turn back until the war was won. I didn't turn back till I won the battle, won the victory. Hallelujah. I wish I could hug every one of you. I wish I could get all this sweat all over you. Hallelujah. You've got to understand, we got to have something in us that's going to keep us going, Scott, in this last day. And it's going to take more than sometimes what we model and show forth. So God's looking for a last day warrior. Keep going. Be instant in season and out of season. No matter what your season is, keep being about it. Keep going. Keep going. You may not feel like this is your season. Keep going, because harvest is coming, okay? Keep going. Turn to somebody. Mrs. R, I want you to share this. This was shared yesterday. It's so powerful. And thank you all for being patient with me this morning.
Don't quit. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're traveling seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is erratic with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a failure turns about. When he might have won had he stuck it out, don't give up, though the pace seems small. Slow, you might succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler is given up when he learned too late, when the night slipped down, how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your hardest hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit.
Isaiah 7 and 9 says, if you do not stand firm in your faith, you will not be able to stand at all. God is looking for people today that will keep going. Listen, every ministry here in this church, we are part of the body, the greater body of Christ all over the world. We're not seclusive. We are part of the greater body of Jesus, and we're all getting somewhere. We're all trying to reach the end zone. But your work in missions, your work in evangelism, your work in spreading the gospel, your work as a steward and as a servant of God is unparalleled. It's critical and vital in this last day that we live in. Honestly, every day I'm listening for the trumpet. You think I'm just kidding? I don't know what it was this morning, but early in the morning, I woken with this, like the sky turning just pure white. I don't know what that means, but I didn't see Jesus. I didn't hear anything. It was just like that. A dark sky turning white. I'm saying, we've got to have what it takes in this last day. This praise team has got to have what it takes in this last day. Your job is unparalleled. We usher in the presence of God through worship and praise. Every heart has got to be synced. Every mind has to be together. We have to fight. We have to support. We have to love. We have to be determined. We have to heart. In other words, we have to praise and worship with heart. Did you see those players on the field when that guy started running? Sometimes it's hard. When I come to this service to minister to you, I'm closing. When I come to share the gospel or Heath, regardless of what I feel, there are times that I don't feel, if I can be truthful with you, in my body or times battling in my mind that what I do. But I've got to bring my A game. My A game is my all-in game. That means I've got to be about whether I feel like it or not. You got to be all in whether you feel like it or not. You got to preach whether you feel like it or not. You got to give it all. Jesus is looking for a last day warrior that will give it his all. Not when it's convenient. You give it your all. You give it your all. You sing with your all. You pray with your all. You read, study with your all. Worship with your all. So today, keep going. Turn to somebody, and I want you, with faith, I don't want you to do it just because pastor says to do it. I want you to really do it with conviction. Because the person you say this to may be in a moment in their life that they need to hear what you're going to say right now. And if you just say it to be silly or funny, or just say it because Pastor Art said it, and he ain't going to do a hill of beans, as the old farmer said. But I want you to turn to somebody with true conviction, and I want you to say, the Lord says to keep going. I want you to do that. Turn to somebody. Turn to somebody. Some of you not even said it yet. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going, Brandon. Keep going, Steve. Keep going. We got to keep on going. So today, God has done so many things in this service. But if you're here today and you need powerful encouragement, you feel like in your life right now, you need that ump. You need that. You need something extra this morning that will lift you up from a place and give you strength to keep going. Can I talk to you just a second? Okay, very important, okay? Very important, guys. Hear me out. Hear me out. Hear me out. Very important. Very important. Heads bowed, eyes closed. And I've tried to be real with you today. I need you to be real with me. Okay. Hear what Pastor R said. Pastor R, I've lacked courage. I've lacked strength. Sometimes I feel like I'm going to give up. Sometimes I feel like I want to give up. Sometimes I feel like it's hard to keep going. But I know what Jesus told me, to keep going. And if you're here today and you've lost some passion, you've lost some fire, the Lord says, I'm going to restore that in you today. And I'm going to give you what it takes to keep on going. The Lord says he's going to do that, and he's going to strengthen that every day in your life. And if you're here and that's you, I want you to raise your hand with mine and say, Pastor R, that's me. I need some more spiritual hope in my life today. Keep on going. And I want you right now, just in this last minute or two, I want you to take a step of faith, and I want you to make contact with the front. If you don't feel like coming to the front, that's fine. But I believe there's something in our step of faith. And if you'll come forward right now, we're going to all pray up here together, okay? And God, every person that leaves their seat today and comes forward, we believe, Lord, you're giving these last day warriors that last powerful strength they need to keep on going, Lord. Even though we don't feel like it, Lord, even though we're tired, even though we're weary, Lord, I know you're telling us to keep going. Lord, I pray right now over every heart and every life in Jesus' name. Give them power and strength to keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.